This is Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman, addiction and wellness specialist, motivational speaker, and author, helping individuals, couples, and families regain a sense of control, leading to personal growth, wellness, and a more fulfilling life. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Well, you know, I believe our health is the most valuable asset that we have. But how many of us are really active participants in our own well-being? After a struggle with chronic health conditions, my guest today, Amy Kurtz, took control of her own health by educating and informing herself and transforming herself into a proactive advocate for her overall well-being. Amy's here today to talk to us about her personal health journey and will tell us about the lessons that she shares in her upcoming book, Kicking Sick, Your Go-To Guide for Thriving with Chronic Health Conditions. And it's an amazing book, everybody. So I'm happy and honored and so excited to have Amy with us today. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So, I mean, taking our health into our own hands really is the most important thing, because I feel like so many people out there look outward for someone to help fix them, or medication, or, you know, like listening to someone else's opinion, when we have to follow our intuition and we have to research things ourselves. Can you tell me a little bit about how that all started for you?
Well, for me, it's been an interesting journey, because I've learned that lesson in the most profound way. I had seriously debilitating pain all of a sudden when I was 14. I come from a very Western-minded family of physicians, and I always thought that a pill solved the problem. But there I was, as this kid, being heavily medicated to deal with pain, because nobody at the time in the 90s thought it could be food-related or anything. Mm-hmm. And so I was just taking a lot of medication, and I wasn't feeling well as a young adult. And it took me a really long time to realize that the key to healing isn't from the outside in, it's from the inside out. And I think we live in a world now where we're so overstimulated on the outside, and we think you can just sort of band-aid something. But I was a real example of needing so much more than what a pill could offer me. I had to figure out I had celiac disease and then start eating better, and then my pain got better. So in more ways than one, it wasn't just about the medication or this or that. It was really creating a lifestyle that fueled me and served me from the inside out. And I had to learn that in a really hard way from a young age.
Yeah. I mean, your book is an amazing example of how everybody, you know, there's different stories about from different people in it, and it's about your story too. And it just gives everybody a really amazing perspective on how many conditions are out there that are not really talked about, you know. And I think there's a lot of stigma, and like you said, being labeled being sick, and people, you know, kind of want to hide it, and then they don't get the help that they need. It just sounds like a cycle that just leads to so much depression and pain, you know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, this, according to the Center for Disease Control, 1 in 2 people in our country have at least one chronic health condition. So that's 365 million people. And when you think about that number, that is so staggering. But every one of those people that has any kind of diagnosis has what you said, which is an internal struggle of feeling like they might have to wear a mask, or people can't identify with them. And I read one of your articles that you wrote about having many masks. And I think that that's where it totally resonated with me, because I think people struggling with health challenges oftentimes feel like they have to do that, especially if they're young, because people don't understand how they feel. And so they have this whole internal world that they're not communicating or talking about or getting the resources to deal with all of the things that come up with having an illness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I totally agree with what you said.
Yeah, I mean, it so parallels. Yeah, thank you for reading it, and thank you for sharing that. And it so parallels addiction too, you know, addiction recovery. I mean, it's, you know, it's debatable for me whether I call it a disease or not. Sometimes I really don't like calling it that, but it is very much a disease for a lot of people. And when they look at it that way, it makes sense. But it's very paralleled with the sense that we feel like we can't ask for help, or we feel like we're going to let someone down, or that we're not strong enough, or we don't have the will, you know, for some reason, like people assume that they could will their way through something. That's not going to happen either. So, can you tell me just a little bit about how you finally, or what was the breaking point where you stopped trying to fix it yourself, or you stopped listening to others? And how did you like get into the light and start to see that there is a solution and there's a way of healing?
Yeah, so I was a person that functioned in a lot of extremes. I didn't feel well from a young age, and then I went abroad and picked up a parasite infection, and every major system in my body tipped out of balance. And I sort of went into a fight or flight response where I was extremely throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what would stick and what would work, and listening to every doctor and doing everything everybody told me to. And it was frantic. And it was like your body goes into the stress response, like it's being chased by a tiger to help itself. And I was looking to everybody but myself for the answers to help me. And then I wound up in a colon surgeon's office, and he said, and I quote, "I don't know what's wrong. You're most likely never going to go to the bathroom again. You should just remove your colon. You'll be happier." But I don't know why.
Wow. Wow.
And this was the fifth person that I went to that had that response. So they told me to do something that extreme, and then they had no reason for why.
God,
and I just hit total rock bottom. I was just completely devastated as a 26-year-old, being like, this is not the life that I want for myself. This is not a good enough answer to remove something like that from my body. And it made me really have to face the dark and sit with my feelings and be with myself. And it made me do this in a way that I never had before, because I'd always been looking to everybody else for the answers. And it made me stop and really sit with myself to ask myself what felt right for me. And I knew that what they were proposing didn't. So that's where I really started questioning what makes me feel good. I stopped doing everything I was doing. I started totally slowing down my pace. But it really took me to that very extreme decision to stop and slow down enough to say, this is not right to me. And you have to be willing to sit in that dark place, because that's the only way that the light can start to come in, is when you face it instead of run from it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, now I'm curious, and I know everyone listening will be curious. So how was it that you walked out of that doctor's office and said, I'm not going to believe this guy, or I'm not listening to him? What was the next step, and how did you pull through, and how did you get healthy?
It wasn't an immediate thing for me. I mean, my heartbreak was immediate at hearing what the option was. But then it was really me going home and just feeling completely emotionally, physically, and spiritually exhausted from running for so long to try to help my body work. And I just stopped doing everything, and I let myself cry, and I let myself feel all of the feelings that come with having chronic illness at a young age, and feeling disconnected from your body. And I let myself sit with the dark side of what that feels like. And then after I stopped crying, I felt a lot of relief, and I felt this tenderness, almost like I'd given myself a big, huge hug. And it was the first time that I felt like I really started to relate to myself like a kind friend, instead of feeling like I was at war with my body. And it was then that I realized, like, no, I'm not going to go do that surgery when there's no proof of anything that's wrong. I'm going to find the right person who's going to tell me why this is happening. And then I started to create self-care rituals and a different lifestyle that was different than anything I'd ever known, because I'd never learned self-soothing techniques. Like, you learn them when you're little and you're sucking your thumb, but then somehow a lot of us just abandon all of them. But for me, it was really letting myself slow down enough to process what was happening. I started talking to someone in therapy, which I think is so healthy for people to talk about their struggles and the challenges they face so that they have a non-objective opinion from people that aren't involved, and they can create an action-oriented plan or a coach or, you know, engaging in things that make you whole and feel good as a person that is separate from your diagnosis is a big thing for me, because for a while it really identified who I was.
Oh yeah. The role you play. Sure. I mean, I know you call it the sick chick. And you know, but I think it's amazing because, you know, it's true. You know, a lot of us fall into these family roles in general in our friendships, roles at work. I mean, there's just multiple roles, and it's like systematic also, you know, it creates a system for everyone else without them even realizing it. You know, if she's sick, then we get to be the caretakers, and that creates a caretaking role for them. And then what, you know, I mean, that's a whole nother psychological conversation of like what that's, how that serves everybody. But yeah, it's really, it's an amazing feat when you actually create a new identity. Like now you're a healthy woman, you're not a sick person, and what that brings. And so I love that you said that you went to a therapist, because I think that emotional piece is also a huge reason why we stay sick sometimes. If we just are addressing things just on a physical level, then we're ignoring all the emotional things, or you know, we're not addressing the spiritual part of it all. So I'm a big believer in yeah, creating that balance, mind, body, and spirit too.
Totally. Me too.
And so tell us a little bit about celiac, and so how did you finally, you know, how did that finally like get revealed, and how come nobody understood that that's what it was?
Celiac disease is an autoimmune disease in your small intestine, where your small intestine can't process the protein found in wheat. I grew up in a processed food generation. It was all I was eating. And I didn't realize that that's what was causing my muscles and my back to have so much pain. Now, as I said, I went to a lot of Western-minded physicians, but celiac presents itself differently in everyone, which is why it's a confusing disease to diagnose. So for me, it could be pain, and for someone else, it could be them losing weight or having stomach nausea or something. It could be completely different from what I experienced. Mm-hmm. So when I went abroad when I was 25 and I picked up a parasite infection, it tipped everything out of balance and my gastric system really stopped working. So it was very extreme and it was scary. And I had to go on a very strict diet. And when I went to the first specialist I saw upon returning home, they did a celiac test and it came back positive because I had been eating so much gluten. So it came back. And two days after I went off of gluten, my back pain completely disappeared and has never been back since. So this was something that ran my childhood. Like I couldn't even move without feeling discomfort. And I was on painkillers for years. And then removed that food from my diet. And 2 days later, all the inflammation left.
It's unreal. Really, it is. I mean, I'm happy now. I feel like I don't know. You could tell me if you agree or not, but I feel like more and more we're hearing about celiac, or we're hearing about the gluten allergies. I mean, you can't really go into a grocery store without a huge gluten section, a gluten-free section. So, but like you said, it's maybe some people, it's hard for them to, you know, see that the symptoms are really just that, you know?
Oh yeah, totally. I think it's surprising to hear that something food related could affect your body in that extreme of a way. Now we're living in a time where thankfully there are so many options for people with food allergies in so many more places than there used to be when we were younger. But it's still challenging to change what you're used to eating. And I think that that's a real struggle for people. Food is emotional too. So yeah, I got a little off topic, but know what I mean?
No. It's so emotional, and it's like you said, it's connected to our childhood, our families, you know, we have such a really, I think, multi-layered and complicated relationship with food. And it's, you know, it's also, I know a lot of people out there that have allergies to things. They don't really know what they are. There's unexplained, I think, things in our water and our air, you know. It's just really hard for a lot of people. I mean, since I started talking to you, and I have a friend too, that's dealing with something he can't really he doesn't understand what it is. He has an allergy to something and it's coming off and on his skin, and he's been to a million experts and just nobody knows. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hard for us because we don't think, oh my God, maybe it's something in my house. Maybe it's something I'm eating. Maybe it's something I'm washing my hair with. You know, like there's just so many different chemicals around these days and so many things that we don't see with the naked eye, you know? So that's something too.
Totally. And all of these chronic conditions are outgrowing the medical landscape and what it's capable of handling. Like chronic mm-hmm. disease is sort of outside of that spectrum. And so that's why a lot of people with chronic disease feel like they always have it, because nobody can really help them get to the root cause of what's happening. But for a lot of my clients and for me in my own life, it's very challenging to figure out what is causing a symptom. Like you were saying with your friend, it could be mm-hmm. something in his environment at home. It could be something like dairy. It could be a nut. It mm-hmm. could be anything. Mm-hmm. And that's where people often feel paralyzed by overwhelm. I almost feel like a wave is coming over you and it's just too much to deal with. But I challenge anybody listening that can identify with this to think there are things that you can do and there are small shifts that you can try to see if it makes a difference. Sometimes it's called an elimination diet if it's just for your diet, but you can do it with your lifestyle as well. And there are places of empowerment that you can try things and see if it helps you so that you feel like you're in the driver's seat of your situation and not a victim of just feeling horrible and not knowing what's causing it and then feeling like nobody that you're going to see can understand it either.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. And so can you tell me a little bit, because you mentioned when you work with people, tell us a little bit about what you're doing day to day, and you're a holistic health coach, wellness advisor, detox expert. You know, if people want to find you, just tell us a little bit about how you help people get through.
Yeah. So I have a website called amykurtz.com, and I say it's my wellness revolution, but I really work with clients some have a lot of chronic health conditions and others don't, but really to embrace this mindset that they are in the driver's seat of their life and that getting well, whether it's from what I went through or what you've experienced, Erica, is taking your health into your own hands. And it's not just about making one fix. It's about changing everything in your entire life. Everything has to be changed in order to support your well-being. And I really work with people to create lifestyle shifts that stick instead of a diet or a quick fix, and help them navigate the challenges that come with chronic illness or the medical system, or how to create self-care rituals is something I feel so passionately about. That's where I usually start. It depends on the client, but I love to work with people who want to make real change in their life.
That's so wonderful. And since you've been through it, you know, it's what a wonderful gift to be able to work with you, because I feel like it's so much more helpful when somebody knows it from experience too. You know, it's not just textbook understanding. It's you've lived it. You've seen doctors, you've been in hospitals, you know, it's something where I think there's a deeper, relatability for people. So fantastic.
Yeah, totally. I think your clients probably feel the same way with you. I think when somebody has a sense of empathy for what you've been through, you immediately don't feel as alone, and you feel more understood, and you're less on the defense, and you're more likely to want to make a change, because after you've been through so much, there's somebody who's really saying, hey, I've gotten to the other side and I have the tools that can help mm-hmm. simplify this for you. I think that's encouraging for people.
Oh, totally. I mean, it is so much. It's so much different when you're walking the walk that, you know, you're not just telling somebody kind of what the tools are and how it's helped you, but you're still doing it and you're still learning about yourself and you're still evolving, you know. And I think for us coaches and counselors and health and wellness advocates, like, that is something really important to us, is to constantly be feeling inspired and feeling like I never feel like I can never know it all. You know, that's why I love having this podcast, is I get to meet people like you and wonderful people that can begin to still like surprise me and me away and our audience the way, you know, because there's just so many different paths and there's so many different people that have been through, you know, similar things that we haven't yet. Sometimes we feel a lot of the times alone. So that's why this is really important too. So let's talk about your book, because I want to make sure everybody can find it and that they understand what gifts that it gives. So it's called Kicking Sick. It's your go-to guide for thriving with chronic health conditions. It features an A-list team of experts, Gabrielle Bernstein, Elena Brower, Chris Carr, so many amazing people that I've obviously heard of and respect. So tell me how the book got started and how you put this together so nicely.
Thank you. I started writing this book because I needed it, and it took me a long time to figure out how to thrive through a really complicated medical landscape as a young person. And so I woke up one day and thought, I really want to create the roadmap for somebody who's struggling with chronic illness to get better and have all of these experts and thought leaders and doctors who have challenged me to think outside the realm of what I knew to be true and have them weigh in on the subject of chronic disease in one place for someone so that they don't have to go spending a ton of money and they don't have to run themselves ragged when they don't have the energy. I wanted a one-stop shop resource guide for anybody with any kind of health challenge. And the book includes my journey and my not so easy stories and all of the experts and doctors and healers that I've learned from. And then also these women that I call the glow warriors, which are the champions of the good life who have chronic health conditions, and show you throughout the book how they approach challenges in their life and how they've gotten through it and don't let their diagnosis define who they are. So it's really my spider web of information. And I created it so that somebody could really empower themselves to be their own best advocate now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing because you have like Elena Brower, who's there's a section in there that shows you like amazing yoga poses that are super easy. Anybody can do at home. But she's an amazing woman and pretty well known in the industry. Did you contact everybody personally? How does that work?
A few people I know. Mark Hyman's my doctor, and he's one of the people that I wound up at on my long road. And one of the people that started to put things together for me. Chris Carr's book I read, and she's totally my hero and turned my light on in the darkest time in my life and really has inspired me to even start writing in the first place. Elena Brower I contacted because her yoga book is so beautiful and it inspired me to move again and get in my body whether I was in discomfort or not. And that made me really understand that being kind to myself, even if I can't run a mile or even if I can't do the elliptical for 50 minutes or whatever it is, like if I can do something, then that's better than nothing. And that concept was really intriguing to me and something that I think a lot of people with chronic conditions face. So I got in touch with Elena to do that because I love the way she speaks and she's so motivating. Other people I had just read their books and contacted them. It just sort of all fell together really beautifully.
Wow. And you have some amazing people. Like, you know, there's some exercise like gurus and health and wellness. I mean, there's just so many people. It's just awesome. I'm so happy that it's all in one place so people can really, you know, feel like they are addressing all these issues. You know, it's because it is mind, body, spirit.
Yeah, totally. And I really wanted it to not feel so complicated. Like, honestly, when you are struggling with a physical condition, it's so overwhelming because nobody teaches you how to take care of your soul and your body and your mind all together, right? And nobody teaches you that your physical condition or your diagnosis is only a part of who you are and that you need the rest of yourself to be well-nourished in order to take care of your diagnosis well and not be overwhelmed or defined by it. And it's these valuable lessons that took me 5 years to really learn and put all together that I really just wanted in one place so that people can feel supported and encouraged and make positive, lasting change for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think also just being, again, just stressing this more and more and more and more is that, you know, we have to understand that like our intuition is there for a reason, you know? And so if like, you know, obviously you listened to your intuition and didn't take that doctor's advice. And just in many aspects of our life, whether it be in relationships or with work or everyday stressors day to day, you know best what feels right and what feels wrong for you, you know? And so I just don't know, that's never taught to us. And I don't know how to stress that enough, that if you start doing some of these exercises like meditation, like just stopping and stretching for 10 minutes a day, being, you know, have a moment of gratitude and listening to yourself and just slow down your life in a lot of ways. And there's plenty of tips in this book of how to slow down. So, I mean, I think that that's something too, to really make people aware of, because I think when I slowed down my life was finally the time where I was like, oh, okay, this is important to me and this is what I need. And, you know, and so just the busyness of life and the busyness of what's the acceleration of our society is something where we need to all be reminded to slow down. So
totally.
Amy, can you tell everybody where they could find you? Cause I want to make sure we get that in before our time is up.
Yes. You can go get Kicking Sick at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Whole Foods, and most places that sell books. And you can come find me on amykirks.com or on social. Come say hi, join the wellness revolution. And that's where you can find me.
Yay. Good. Yeah. Everybody needs to get this book. There's so many great stories in it. There's so many great experts. It's and your voice too. It's so beautiful. And I'm so proud and happy for you. And so, yeah, please find Amy, amykirtz.com. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you all for joining us, and stay well.